Good morning and welcome to another View from the Tractor brought to you by First Farm Credit Services. I'm Jim Dewey, and this morning, Ethan Cook will tell us about a couple of upcoming meetings to help farmers keep up with changes in crop insurance.
By choosing First Farm Credit Services as your crop insurance provider, you are backed by a team whose sole focus is crop insurance. First Farm Credit Services works year-round on servicing policies and staying up to date with all the changes and regulations impacting crop insurance. With volatile commodity prices, a customized risk management strategy tailored to your farm operation and protection needs has never been more important. Call me, Ethan Cook, at 217-222-4000 today.
First Farm Credit Services will be holding a couple of meetings for farmers on January 17th and 19th. Crop insurance specialist Ethan Cook explains.
It's not unusual each year for the RMA, who kind of oversee the crop insurance programs, to make some additional provisions, or sometimes they take away things that have been there in the past. So this is kind of our opportunity to go out and tell our clients what we're looking at for the upcoming crop year, which will be 2017.
What's behind any of these changes? Where do they come from?
Each year, one thing we certainly deal with that has a large impact not only on the amount of coverage you have, but the premiums you pay, is the projected price. And we have those set there in February, and we kind of are able to look at and project now with where prices are at to get a rough idea of what premiums and our guarantees will be. That's something that's going to change year in, year out. And this year, another addition we're going to have to the crop insurance program is the T-yields. Many of these can be T-yields for certainly Adams Pike, Brown and Schuyler, all around here. They've actually affected what our T-yield will be, so we'll be discussing that as well. And those T-yields kind of set the benchmark guarantee a producer may have on farm ground that he's picking up if he hasn't had it before. Or if you're a new farmer just getting started, that kind of sets your baseline guarantee. So it's important to know where that's at, and it allows you to make a more informed decision as a producer going into the growing season.
We've been talking about these two meetings coming up. What we haven't mentioned is where and what time.
Exactly. So January 17th, we're going to host a meeting out at John Wood Community College down in the new student area. It's kind of where the dining room used to be. And we're going to have Chuck Schroeder from Advanced Trading is going to be one of our speakers in addition to me. And we're also going to have a meal provided by Kathy Nyson. So even if the information is a little tedious, we're going to provide a warm meal. And I know during these cold winter months, that's certainly a draw for anyone. And then the other meeting we're hosting is January 19th in Pittsfield, Illinois, and that's going to be at the Cardinal Inn. We're going to have a meeting in one of the side rooms there, and that starts at 10:30 a.m. And once we get wrapped up there, we're going to finish up with a meal at the Cardinal Inn. We'll have everybody go through the buffet, and again, if nothing else, they'll leave full.
Is there a pre-registration, any cost to this?
There's no cost whatsoever. It's a service we truly enjoy putting on for our producers, just to kind of let them know where they stand. But we would encourage a head count just so we can help those who are preparing the meals for us. So if you wouldn't mind calling the office at 217-222-4000, we'll be sure to get you registered and have a meal ready for you whenever you get there.
That's Ethan Cook, and that's View from the Tractor, brought to you by First Farm Credit Services. For all your crop insurance needs, see Ethan Cook of First Farm Credit Services. I'm Jim Dewey.